for stopping into the First Grade Jungle, coming to you from Longview, Texas. I'm Miss Wardlaw, and this has been a great Thursday, October 25th so far. I'm joined today with Kristen, who's in fifth grade, and Noah, who is in third grade. How are you guys today?
I'm good.
Great.
Awesome. So I have a group of first graders and they are learning how to subtract. They've just started this process and I was hoping you could give them some strategies and skills to use when they're subtracting. Do you think you could do that?
Yeah, I think I could. So one of the strategies is you could use counters. Say your problem is something like 9 minus 6. What you would do is you would count 6 of them and take them away and count whatever is left. In this case, it would be 3.
Awesome. You're very right. Counters are wonderful things to use. Any manipulatives are great to use. If you have teddy bear counters or frogs or cubes, anything like that, that you can see and touch and feel and visualize, those are very good things to use for subtraction. Okay, so Noah, do you have any suggestions of ideas of strategies that we could use?
As a matter of fact, I do. You can use the number line by getting the number, the first number, and then, like, say 7 minus 2. You would hop back 2 spaces, so it would be 5.
Awesome. The number line is also a very good tool to use. The number lines are so easy to use, and you can just tape them to your desk and then always have them, or you can put them in your math journal or math notebook so they're always there. So, are there any other types of strategies that we could use, I wonder? Well, what about...
We could use skip counting by going odd numbers 1, 3, 5, 7. So if it was 7 minus 2, you would just count the number before it.
Awesome. Okay. Anything else that you can think of?
You could draw dots on your paper, like, let's see, 9 minus 3. You would draw 9 dots, and then take away 3, and whatever is left is your answer.
Awesome. That's a good strategy, too. And, you know, you always have a pencil or something to write with, so you can always use that to draw dots. Very nice.
Another thing you could use is you could use your fingers. If it was less than 10, the first number, you could put that many up and then subtract the second number. Like 9 minus 8, you could put 9 fingers up and then take 8 away, so it would be 1.
Awesome. I like that idea as well. Our fingers are really great tools, especially if we don't have anything else around and we're not quite sure what to do. So I think that we've come up with quite a few different strategies that we could use. Just to kind of review those, we had counters that we could use. We had the number line. We had dots that you could draw on the paper. Or we could use our fingers. So don't forget some other things we know, like we have making 10 strategies. So if the question starts with a 10 and then you're subtracting a number, if it's, say, 10 minus 4, well, you already know that 6 and 4 make 10, so that's going to be an easy one. So definitely don't forget your making 10 strategies and your double strategies to go along with that. I think Noah has one more, so let's listen and see what he's got to say.
When you subtract it, like 10 minus 6, as she was saying, would be 4. And then you could add 4 plus 6 to get your answer, which is 10.
That's right. One of the things we always want to do when we subtract is to get our answer, but then we always want to work backwards and make sure that that's the right answer. So we would want to add the two numbers together to make sure that that was correct, because we don't want to just do our work and then just leave it, because what if we accidentally got it wrong and we just didn't even know it? So always double check your work. That is a great suggestion, Noah. Well, I just want to say thank you to all the listeners out there, and I want our first graders to really think about some strategies that they can use and just know that there's always something out there that can help them when they're doing their subtraction problems. Thanks so much for listening and have a wonderful day.